This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We are on with the Knight Foundation talking about how they empower entrepreneurs. We've got Matt Hagman. He's the Miami Program Director here in town. What's the Knight Foundation all about? They're all about transformative ideas that transform and engage communities. We're going to talk how Matt's doing that with an investment that he's made in a group called Endeavor, Endeavor Miami. What's Endeavor all about, Matthew?
So, well, our overall goal in this whole thing, right, is to better connect and support and propel this emerging community of entrepreneurs with the ultimate goal of making Miami more of a place where ideas are built, right? If we think if we do that well, that'll lead to more talent retention, more people staying here, greater sense of place and possibility, more community engagement if people have the tools to act in what is their own best interest. Endeavor, what it does is that Endeavor spots high potential entrepreneurs, right? Those who – not these aren't startups – right. What Endeavor does is find entrepreneurs who have found some success and to help them be wildly successful scale-ups. Right. And the idea is to create those stars that serve as catalysts in the community to sort of inspire and in doing so, create pathways for others to replicate that success. Give you the stat that most spoke to us at Knight Foundation when we were looking at Endeavor. Over 60% of Endeavor entrepreneurs go on to become future funders or mentors of other entrepreneurs. And that's exactly the kind of pay it forward network we're trying to create here in Miami. I should add, Endeavor has been around now for more than 15 years. It's based in New York City, but it's never actually operated in the U.S. It's Latin America, Asia, North Africa, Europe. And now Miami is actually the first U.S. city where it's launching.
How appropriate, though. How appropriate.
We think so.
You know, we're the crossroads to the world. I love that Beacon Council map that shows us as the center of the universe. I use it all the time in real estate. And I must say is I love their concept because I found that when I was getting started in the real estate business and now in the radio business, there's nobody to mentor me. I got nobody to ask questions to. Everybody's out for my kidney for an answer. And all I do is I go up to the UF. I give a scholarship up there. We bring the kids down here. We help them network. And all I want to do is just give them one little push forward that I didn't have.
You should get you as a mentor with Endeavor.
I'm there. Sign me up. I'm on board. You got it recorded? I'm there. I'm there. And I'm glad we recorded your whole rollout because that was great too, Matt. Now, are there any businesses here in Miami that have gone through the Endeavor process?
So just getting started, right? So here's how it worked. December, Knight Foundation, we made a $2 million grant to bring Endeavor to Miami. First step was we had to build a local board of Miamians who would put their own skin in the game. In this case, would a board that would contribute $3 million over 5 years, right? Not a small ask, and as it happened, we're able to do it in about 3 months, which is very encouraging. That and this that there's that sort of belief in this Endeavor model of using entrepreneurship and of using mentorship and connection, access to funding as a way to really grow and propel promising entrepreneurs.
Makes so much sense. How come nobody thinks that that's going to – I mean, come on. It's like watering a flower.
You know, the World Bank did a study. It found Endeavor entrepreneurs grow jobs at a rate of 5-to-1 comparable firms. The model is tested. It's a winner. So we built the local board. We've hired a local managing director, Laura Maidan, who a month ago opened the office and who is now casting about town, meeting with entrepreneurs and finding those first group of high impact potential entrepreneurs to send to what's called Endeavor's International Selection Panel, where then entrepreneurs from around the world get vetted and a select few become Endeavor entrepreneurs. Right now, there are about 850 Endeavor entrepreneurs in the world.
We got to get her on as a follow-up.
Great.
December, we'll do her. We can get her on in December.
Be awesome, yeah.
Okay, great. When is the so they have like a competition?
Yeah, so how it works is that so there are Endeavor offices all around the world. There's Endeavor Argentina, Endeavor Chile, Endeavor Turkey, Endeavor Jordan, etc. Endeavor Greece now. And five times a year they have these things called international selection panels in different places around the world. The next one's in Dubai in December. And each of the offices sends a group of entrepreneurs, just a few, to that panel where guys from Bain and McKinsey and successful entrepreneurs in their own rights meet with these entrepreneurs and vet them, right? Just sort of, you know, turn them inside out, look at their model, understand the entrepreneurs behind these businesses, and a select few are then then become Endeavor entrepreneurs. Once that happens, then this whole world of Endeavor is opened up of mentorship and support and connection.
Now, are there any companies well, let me rephrase that.
Sure.
Endeavor winners in the United States, have there been any yet?
Zero, because Miami's the first.
Okay, well, that was easy for you. Yeah. How about international? Is there anybody that locally we would know, hey, look, this person went through the process and look what happened?
Well, in Latin America, right, where Endeavor first got going, you look at stuff like OfficeNet or Mercado Libre, right? These are major companies that themselves sort of became, you know, if you look at, for example, in Buenos Aires, which is actually an interesting case study, when it is actually, despite, you know, government issues they may be having, the startup and entrepreneurial community is actually really interesting. There's some really cool things going on. And actually, if you look back, it's just a handful of companies that actually were part of sort of creating that. And it's sort of what we want to do, what has happened there, candidly, in some ways, and what has happened in Silicon Valley being another example, of course, which is the best example, is what I want to replicate here. That is, you want to create a handful of those home runs, those huge successes, and then the ripple effects then sort of create that sort of next circle of companies, and out we go.
Of course, everybody wants to be affiliated with an environment that breeds success, and that's what you're really trying to create here, is an environment where people can succeed. One of the infrastructure issues we've always had here is the ability to have a good, solid, vertically integrated venture funding system. You've had some of the guys here looking to do them, but mostly they're not going to deal with the early startup and angel funding. I don't really know where those guys can go get money, so this sounds like a great thing for our community.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the thing that people talk about is mentorship, obviously finding talent and access to capital, right? And we think all of those are problems that are solvable here in Miami. And if you talk about access to capital, number one, just fundamentally, there's a lot of wealth here, which is important, right?
Of course.
Hopefully we can begin to direct more of that. People like wealthy people like yourself, Jim, have them looking at young up-and-coming entrepreneurs, not necessarily young, but up-and-coming entrepreneurs ideas of
life. I do. What we do at our firm is we look for operating partners, people that have had success with a couple of projects and have a little bit of money, but not enough to go and do more. And we come in and we bring our intellectual capital, our financial capital, and our connections and our execution practices, and we help them grow our businesses.
Do you just invest in real estate?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, that's all we do. We invest strictly in real estate. That said, we have other relationships that invest in businesses as well.
Yeah.
Some of the firms that we do business with that invest in triple net transactions, they invest really, that's a corporate credit transaction, so they would invest directly in a corporation but not a startup.
Right, right. Well, that's exactly it. There's a lot of wealth here, but it's not directed towards startups, among other things.
Yeah,
right?
They like sure bets.
But, you know, that's right. And that's what we know, right? And so that's why the thinking is we need to have some of those big successes where people like yourself and others will see that this is a place where actually making these sorts of investments, betting on entrepreneurs here in Miami, is actually a winning proposition. And I think we're poised to see some really big successes very soon, among them Open English, the largest online English language learning platform in Latin America, is based here in Miami. Andres Moreno started it in his apartment in Caracas, was briefly out in Silicon Valley, and is now in Coconut Grove. The company's valued at over $350 million and growing.
Well, you know, these are the kind of things that are crossroads trajectory should be able to really capitalize on, because this is a place where ideas come and they interact and they can grow in the right environment. And that's what you're trying to create, is a place for people to come together, be encouraged, and then find the ability to capitalize themselves and move forward. I do it in real estate all the time. I guess I'm sort of a silo with what you're doing. I mentor the kids.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's the bet, is that all of the pieces are here, right? That all the raw materials needed are all here, but we're trying to lower barriers, create greater connections and support, and off we go.
They're all in there. They're all in there. I'm holding up my phone. It's all my contact base, all the people that listen, all the people that get our information through the email. You're the people that he's talking about. You're the thought leaders in our community. And if we all pull together, what we can do for our future in our community, the people that we know, the people that are coming here, our families, our friends, our children, it all starts with the ability to create an economic model that's sustainable, that creates not only jobs, but careers. And that's why you get the high five, Matt. We've only got a couple minutes. Then we're going to do the U-Health segment. And if you stick with us.
This has flown by. Wow.
Yeah, that's because it's such a great, so positive vibe we're putting out there. Matt, if people want to know more about some of these things, websites, email stuff, how about,
sure.
What's the scoop?
First, my Twitter handle is Matt Hagman, MattHagman. You can reach me at Hagman@KnightFoundation.org. And of course, you can go to our website, www.KnightFoundation.org. And find me.
You know, Matt, it's really great. We've been talking for a long time. You've been writing and journalist. You've been documenting.
I was a reporter for 10 years. I covered real estate. In fact, I covered you, Jim.
Oh, like a blanket, you turkey. You were great. You're very knowledgeable. And that's why I think Alberto and the rest of the team at the Knight Foundation has really done something great. We've got to go. We're going to come back with some health and wellness stuff. And hey, there's entrepreneurs like that at UHealth, too. And then we'll come back with Matt. We're going to talk about more jobs, more careers, entrepreneurs, success, building Miami from the ground up and creating a strong fabric for success. Back after this.